sharing the love of Christ through music, House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. Our website, riversideministries.com, for more info. I'm Paul Miller. Welcome. Here's Legacy 5, Strong in the Strength.
Strong in the strength of someone else, trusting a hand that never has failed, living a life of spiritual wealth. Strong in the strength of someone else, strong in the strength of someone else.
Den of the lion, incredible odds said he could not win, but he found a strength that was stronger than the lion. It was making a church out of that lion's den.
David stepped out to battle Goliath. Incredible odds said he could not win, but he found a strength stronger than the giant. With a sling and a stone, David's battle was
the strength of someone else, trusting a hand that never has failed, living a life of spiritual wealth, strong in the strength of someone else, strong in the strength of someone else.
I'm living in a world that's filled with evil. Incredible odds say I cannot win, but I found a strength that is strong like a mountain, flowing through me from my Father's right hand.
Strong in the strength of someone else, trusting a hand that never has failed, living a life of spiritual wealth, strong in the strength of someone else, strong in the strength of someone else.
In sickness and health,
trusting a hand that never has failed, living a life of spiritual wealth, strong in the strength of someone else, strong in the strength of someone else,
strong in the strength of someone else,
strong in the strength of someone else.
Max Lucado writes in his book, Let the Journey Begin, directions for the road ahead. He says, the key question in life is not, how strong am I, but rather, how strong is God? Focus on His strength, not yours. Occupy yourself with the nature of God, not the size of your biceps. That's what God told Moses to do. Remember the conversation at the burning bush? The tone was set in the first sentence. Take off your sandals because you are standing on holy ground, Exodus 3:5. With these 11 words, Moses is enrolled in the class on God. Immediately, the roles are defined. God is holy. Approaching Him on even a quarter inch of leather is too pompous. No time is spent convincing Moses what Moses can do, but much time is spent explaining to Moses what God can do. You and I tend to do the opposite. We would explain to Moses how he is ideally suited to return to Egypt. Then we'd remind Moses how perfect he is for the wilderness travel. We'd spend time reviewing with Moses his resume and strengths. But God doesn't. The strength of Moses is never considered. No pep talk is given. No pats on the back are offered. Not one word is spoken to recruit Moses. But many words are used to reveal God. The strength of Moses is not the issue. The strength of God is.
If I stand
I stand tall. It is only by the grace of God I even stand at all. If there should be some good in me, I pray that it is obvious to anyone who sees. The source of my strength is the power of the cross, where the blood of the Lamb reclaimed what was lost. The source of my strength, my hope for today, is a victorious Savior rose from the grave. I find my confidence, my righteousness,
you reign forever.
Been listening to House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. Check out our resources at riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.